Hello, everybody. Welcome to Theresa Charm with Melody Luna, Michelle McKenzie, and myself, Sue Ellis Seller. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Melody. Hi, Sue.
Oh, hi,
nice to
Michelle.
Talk to you ladies again.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes. And glad you could make it, Michelle, because I know that you're like directly in the area affected by the wildfires in California, aren't you?
Yes, we've had a lot of fire right here in our county. So it's been scary, and a lot of friends have been evacuated, and their animals are out at the fairgrounds. Yeah, it's been pretty scary. And my brother lives up in Santa Rosa, and they evacuated late last night. So we're just praying. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but Santa Rosa is a ghost town. And that's it's 175,000 population, and there were maybe a couple stores were left open for food, and just devastation everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I think the problem being that because of the high winds and power lines went down, the fire started at night, and tankers can't fly at night. That left a huge hole in fire suppression. Huge.
Right. Oh, wow. Wow. And Melody, you're not affected right now, are you? Because I know Arizona, well, like, you're quite a bit south of there, so.
Yeah. I don't think, because I remember when I was living in California, I even mentioned to my partner, I was like, I remember when a lot of, you know, brush fires would happen and wildfires would happen in California. And then a couple days later, I heard you guys talking about it. I was like, whoop, I guess it's that time of year for all that stuff to happen.
It is. Yeah, apparently October is the biggest month for fires.
I was wondering
right?
about that.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's just at that time where it's getting cooler and everybody's thinking, oh, we made it through another year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so scary biscuits.
Right. Well, you and your animals are safe, right, Michelle?
We are. And I need to get new tires on my horse trailer so I can. I don't even know that I could load them in this when they're freaked out.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because I've got a rope burn on my hand that's healing up from loading the donkey.
Wow.
And, man, did that take a while to heal. That was nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so today, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, 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 go ahead. No.
No, I was just going to say being prepared in your house is a good thing. So just put pillowcases with a list of everything you would want to grab in an emergency. Have that in each room. And then you don't have to freak out and think about it.
Right. Oh, that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And have a solar charger for when the power goes out. And have one of those water purifiers. It's not a Brita or something. It's a heavy-duty water filter that you can use for your family and yourself. Your water, because you may not get, you know, you may have your water might be compromised.
Okay. Yeah, that's
after watching Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it is, you know, if you think about it, it is in line with the theme right now, and as much devastation and as it causes. Humans, it's really, you know, nature doing its thing. And unfortunately, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because it's clearing things out. I mean, we replicate by burning, you know, I know a lot of people, or I don't know a lot of people, but I think I've seen before that they burn some of the leftover crops and then the ash goes into the soil. And then when they till the soil, then it helps to what's it called? fertilize the soil for the new crop to grow. So burning is, you know, kind of nature, man do the same thing. So it's really, but, you know, unfortunately, there's so many people who are in danger from this, you know.
Right.
And big symbolism of transformation, you know, the burning, the fire, things like that. So,
it's
Mother Nature's way of cleansing. But unfortunately, we're in the path of some of it. So.
Scary stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a really shaky time, though, right now. So as far as, you know, water in the southeast, fire in the northwest. I think, was there the earthquakes in Mexico as well?
There was an earthquake yesterday afternoon, I think, or early evening in Monterey, California. Not a big one, but it just seems like we should be watching for locusts next. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Well, you named all the elements so far. Brush fire, earthquake,
wind,
and
water.
The water from the hurricanes.
The wind started the fire. The wind has moved the fire, has really pushed that fire into areas that it wouldn't have gotten to so quickly. They could have gotten it under control, so.
Right.
So each element's working overtime.
Yeah.
Good insight.
So hopefully they'll be balanced soon.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole thing is good point, Melody, balance. Like if the water could come and calm the fire or if the, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have a few callers online today, so if you ladies are ready, we can take the first caller if you'd like.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. And today, just to let everybody who's listening know, we're working a little bit with, we'll be talking about spirits and ghosts and symbolism. I know that Melody has like a Halloween-themed deck that was really very nice that I saw she was working with last week. Michelle brought in, which deck are you working with today, Michelle?
Oh, I've got two that I'm working with. One is this new, for me, Wild Spirit Wisdom deck. It's an oracle deck. And then my tarot deck is the Alice deck.
I
love the Alice deck.
I think
she
I know what you're talking about.
Speaks to me, yes, Baba Studios. I love it.
Very nice. And I'll be working with the Gilded Lenormand today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that one is from Ciro Marchetti.
That's a beautiful one.
Yeah, I really like it. And just a plain old Rider Waite. I think I've you know, set the other one aside. So, okay. That will be what we got going on for everybody today. So let's see who's waiting for 23 minutes so patiently.
Oh.
So, yeah. Moment.
Yeah, we're
gonna
communicate.
Hi.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
All right. How are you today, Donna?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I'm trying to meet someone. I'm on eHarmony. I met one fellow. Well, I just talked a little bit. His name's Michael. He lives in Los Angeles, which is about an hour away. And then there's another fellow in Oregon. I don't know his name right off. But I wonder if any relationship is going to come of this or if I'm going to meet someone else. Or.
Okay. Well, let's see what Donna needs to know. Ooh, I got the Ace of Cups right off the bat. So So the Ace of Cups is showing me right now that, you know, one of these two is going to take off into a nice relationship.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So And I think you're breaking up a little bit, I know, but let's see.
Is that better? Is that better?
It's a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a little better. Yeah. But I also see, you know, you're wanting to look forward, and sometimes you hesitate to be alone. Like, being alone is one of those things that you just don't like. So make sure that you're picking somebody who you want to be with, not because you're afraid of being lonely, but because you find a person who's a good match for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because I do see three guys in the running. I see one who's a little bit younger. He's very... va va boom, we'll say, hot to handle, ready to roll. One who's a little bit emotionally immature, kind of needy, here 1 minute, gone the next kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
And then one who's a little bit older, more mature, but can somewhat be lacking in motivation. And so it just really depends, you know. Keep holding out for the one that you feel is the right one for you out of
Definitely.
Those. Yeah. What are you ladies seeing for Donna?
I pulled two cards, and one of them showed me, interestingly, it sounds like it's very similar to what you got, Sue, the immaturity. So one is just kind of he's not really the right one. The other card I pulled showed somebody that you can have a relationship with and talk to.
Oh, nice.
And so I see that starting soon.
Oh, good.
And then I pulled another card. And it's called The Lady of Shalott. It has a picture of a woman who's dreaming in this beautiful boat that's floating down a river with two torches on it. And it says, you're traveling in a mystical dream boat and illuminated with fiery lanterns. And here is where you can discover the answers to those deep questions. So don't just hop into a relationship with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, you really want to make sure that you're honoring yourself and choosing a partner who's going to bring out all the good things in you. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, a few cards. Yeah. Well, I'm seeing there may have been something in the past in your life that has been a significant change for you, some event perhaps. I am seeing in the middle presently right now that you're wanting to make a decision. So these two guys that you're talking about, so you're a little torn. You don't know which one you want to lean towards. I see that here.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel kind of life might be a little bit out of balance, either because of this decision or because of a life event that's been happening to you. So always make sure to accept help from others. You're not alone when making a decision. And part of it's you reaching out to us. You're not alone. We're helping you make the decision, so that's good.
Yeah.
I also getting things that things potentially have the potential of looking up for you, but sometimes you cancel things out. So if something's looking up, you're kind of waiting for something bad to happen, or maybe you're unwilling to make the decision because something's too good to be true. So don't psych yourself out. If like what we're saying makes sense to you, don't think, but I'm going to make an excuse of why this guy isn't the one or is the one, or maybe I shouldn't have him right now so don't cancel yourself out. I am seeing the potential of a great trustworthy relationship. I don't see the immature person because I'm getting what the other guy is, and the this is going to be a sign to know that this is not the immature guy. This is the mature one that you should be with. He's going to be a hard worker. He's going to take his career very seriously.
Mm,
and he's
going to
be very well balanced in his emotions. And the card that I pulled for you from my Halloween deck, because I'm going to pull one card because it's the season, the card that I got was emotional intelligence. So really be smart with your emotions and test the waters. Like if one person is giving you distress over little things and your emotions get wrecked and you're not even really going out with this person that long, test the waters with the other person, because this other person is going to be very mature in the way they handle themselves and handle their career and their job. This person's more of a king versus a very immature little boy. So just keep that in mind. That's how you'll know to be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, I can't be with someone immature. I was
person
was like that and threw fits and my gosh, much worse.
This one's going to be more of a career-minded, strong person. Not
this
serious.
Could be Michael.
I mean,
he's a doctor,
a
and I think he's pretty much into his career.
Mm-hmm. So. That's what I'm getting. This person is very much in the career, very grounded, like a king, not a little boy. Very much a man, so he'll be good for you.
Oh, good.
Good.
I'm excited. Thank you very much. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Have a great day.
So it's interesting to see kind of some the intersect between the messages.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
it is.
It was really good to see that you guys picked up on the one guy that I couldn't see, but I was able to validate which guy was the best one to bounce off your guys' reading. So that was really awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that's definitely. And sometimes, I think the main focus is no matter who a person is dating, both people have to make sure that they hold out for somebody who is a good fit for them.
Right.
And not just kind of, okay, you're here, I'm lonely, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless I think there's like a little, a little timeline too. Like if it's okay to go out with that person, but then, a couple months go by, then you really need to sit and ground and ask yourself, okay, look at the bigger picture. Should I keep going or should I stop?
Right.
And it's true. You're not going to know those things until you've spent some time with this person. And even then, if your spidey senses aren't really heightened, you're not going to pick up on the things that you know. You already know them, but you're not listening to it. You're not listening to those internal nudges that are saying, I don't think so, or that's not working for me, and it's a big deal.
That's why contact people like us.
Yeah. Well, that helps.
Who's outside of the bubble.
Yeah. The love bubble.
Yeah. Well, the majority sometimes of the people that I speak with are definitely inside the love bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that I'm immune to the love bubble.
Yeah.
It's just good to get somebody else's intuitive hits,
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think sometimes that kind of asking outside of your love bubble helps. You might hear something that all of a sudden you're saying, oh, my God, I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even paying attention to that nudge, but it's been there, So it just we help kind of pop that.
Mm-hmm. Or like the opposite, like maybe you're stressing out too much or overthinking things too much.
Yeah.
Blowing it out of proportion.
Right. Because that's another thing, like people run, 3 years, 5 years into the future, and it's just like, are you having a good time now? If so, then just enjoy it and kind of, let's not walk down the aisle already. So,
And she can see both men. she can certainly spend time with both of them. She's at the beginning. You're not in any kind of a committed relationship.
Right.
It's just time to have some fun.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow, we got a little off course, but that's okay because we still have lots of people waiting. So tonight we have a few people holding. So are you ladies ready for another caller?
Yeah, I am.
Let's do it.
Okay. Oops. Hopefully this will work. Hi there. Who are we chatting with today? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for holding.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, what's your name? I didn't catch it.
Lucima.
Lucima? How pretty.
Yeah, Lucima. Thank you.
Lucima, that's very pretty. Oh, Lucima, what is your question?
It's about a relationship. I want to know, did you see me getting in trying to win someone? I have, like, men around me, but I'm not too sure they are good for me or not.
So I'm sorry. What was the question again? All I hear are cards shuffling.
Sorry. I want to know, are you picking up a new relationship for me, like a good one? Because I have men around me, but they're not too good for me.
Okay.
Well,
you're looking...
I don't think they are.
Okay, so you're looking at a new relationship that you'd like to find?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you can hear we're all busily shuffling.
Ouch. Okay.
What?
Yeah. Well, you know, I got my Lenormand and I have my regular cards. You got the same thing I did, Melody?
I got one from the Halloween deck and one from my usual deck that I read from, and they're both saying the same thing. So.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, I get the snake that comes up. And then the dog and then the house. So I really, or the tower, basically. So I really see somebody who you think is loyal to you, who's actually kind of stabbing you in the back, who's not got the best intentions for you. And this is also related to something that, you know, has ultimately some legal ramifications for you as well, I feel like. I feel like you're a hard worker and you're just really kind of, the relationship that you're in is really one-sided. He's too busy kind of playing the field for you. And there's a bunch of heartache and sorrow in it, I'm sorry to say. So right now it might be best for, if you're unhappy in the relationship and you're able to cut ties to kind of clear some space for yourself to heal before you start looking for somebody new. Gosh, I'm sorry. Anybody else have?
I got like the same thing. Pretty much. I mean, so like in the past, it seemed like you were either in a past relationship or thinking of relationship, because I see a king and a queen in the past. So that tells me that you were either somebody's queen, you know, next to them as looking them as your king, or you're either fantasized about this. In the present, I'm seeing that things are out of balance and there's too much going on right now, so you're kind of stressed out. The potential I see is that you need to stop and take a rest, because this will kind of clear the smoke for you a little bit. You need to review, and by doing this, you're going to start reviewing everybody's motives. Like Sue said, there's somebody who might be deceptive, and this card might be kind of that inkling to where you need to stop and think, why is this person trying to flirt with me or get with me? What do they get out of it? And really, you know, like we were talking about, that love bubble, pop that bubble for a second of, oh, this guy could be into me, versus, what does he get out of it? Like, what is his benefit? Because something's not right here. I also see the potential future, perhaps. There's going to be too much going on at once, and you're still not going to be able to make a decision. So even a little bit down the road, not only do you have to rest and review everybody's motives, even further down the road, you're still going to have to stop and review everybody's motives. And then after that, you're going to gain up the strength that you're going to need to make even more decisions. But then at this time, you'll have healthier options. That's what I see. And then the Halloween card that I pulled, it says you need to stop and pause and then start again. So about all these people that you're talking about that you think you can't trust, you are right in terms of the cards that you need to stop, reevaluate, and perhaps move on to a different group of people or just spend time alone, and then eventually you'll find what your healthier options are down the line.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Is it about to ask another question?
We have so many people waiting right now that if you want to call in another time, it would be better because we're just doing one question for each person today. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So let me jump in there and ask, is there someone in your life right now?
No.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is somebody's going to kind of show up, he's going to be cute, and he's also going to be superficial. So he is going to make it look like this is a great guy, he's going to look really good. But it isn't. He's not the one. It's not quite time. And what I am also getting is that you can relax with this, spend a lot of time plugging into your own personal power and listen to how people are talking to you and what they're actually saying, and don't get dragged in to something that just looks pretty. And I know it's hard to tell when you first see it that it's only pretty, because you don't know, there's no other sign that says this is only on the surface. So just be careful. Just be aware. You want to protect yourself. You don't need to overly protect yourself because you're smart enough to catch on pretty quickly. But for the immediate future, it doesn't look like this person that's heading in your direction isn't the one that you want.
Oh, okay. I'll keep my eyes open because there'd be so many that I'm coming at once. There'd be so many coming at once towards my way all the time. But I always say something don't feel right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We
and
see
sometimes,
that too.
Sometimes those people that may seem superficial now, they can change. You know, and they might have an experience that changes them. So just because you decide no now doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to see that person in a year and still say no, or even 6 months. Because we all change all the time. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Best of luck to you.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
All Okay, wow. Oh, poor thing. It was just like sometimes when the cards come up and you're just like, ooh, starts out with the snake. That's not, you know.
But it was good because her she got confirmation that what her gut was telling her, we just confirmed, yeah.
Yep, exactly. Wow. So you guys want to stretch a little bit? We've got back-to-back readings if we want today. Oh, so
good.
It's the season.
It's the season, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's bring this next caller in. Oops. Hi. Thank you for holding. Who are we chatting with today?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hello, Laura.
Hi. My question is, do you see me successfully moving, being able to close on the house that I'm planning on purchasing in the end of February or possibly even March?
Okay.
So is this a house you've already started paperwork on?
Yes.
Okay. And should we take it that there is a problem, that there's a reason that it's taking until February for you to be able to finalize?
Well, the sellers don't want to move out until then, and it will come up with some down payment as well.
I see, yeah. So I will start, and I see that there it looks like there's going to be some questions about what's fair and what isn't, and but I'm still seeing that you will get what you want. You will get to move into the house. I'm seeing a man there that is maybe pushing back a little on what you want. And I think that that's probably just the normal stress of what you can expect when you're buying a house. So I wouldn't worry about it. I think there will be stuff like there always is. It's a very legal time. And you just don't want to get into confrontations, and you're going to be fine. Okay?
Yeah, I'm just concerned about whether or not I'll be able to actually come up with all of the down payment that they want me to come up with. That's my concern. I'm working on that. I'm a little worried.
Well, it looks like you're going to be moving in, so I would guess that either they give you the house or you come up with the money. So I think you're going to be just fine. But let's see what Sue and Melody have pulled.
Thank you.
Well, I am seeing in the past, are you like losing sleep over this or expecting the worst to happen? It seems
I'm a contractor, so yeah, because I've been through this so many times, and I'm nervous. In fact, my jaw's hurting, and I think I'm grinding my teeth in my sleep at night.
Yep, I'm getting sleepless nights, and then by thinking that, you're going to fulfill that prophecy of it's going to happen. So don't think it's going to happen. Just try to stay neutral. Presently, you have structure and logic. You got to use that right now. So get organized, get very logic. Don't put too much emotion into this because you'll stress yourself out even more. Be that disciplined, structured, logical person that you are and that you can be. Focus. And you got to take the reins of this. And that doesn't mean being mean or being pushy, but this is where that structure and logic comes in. I see you needing to take the reins and being that person that takes charge of the situation, whether it's being in control of your emotions and mentally getting stronger, or talking that to the people that you need to talk to. Because it leads me into the next card, is that whoever you're talking to about this home, I don't know if it's a realtor or the person himself or herself selling the house, but it looks like you need to either mentally or physically with this person kind of bury that negativity you have towards the person that you think is stopping you from buying the house. Or that may be that you're in a little mental conflict with, you keep rolling around your head. I don't know if you're thinking, God, if only this person did this, or if only this person would listen to me, or if only they would just see that I want this house. Just bury that. In your mind, forgive that, because it's only going to have you go through that mental or that emotional torture that I told you to subside. And take a leap of faith, because opportunities happen when we least expect them. So I'm getting this big sense of feeling that potentially something's going to roll around where you're going to be out of nowhere, and it's going to catch you off guard. Because also it bounces off the card I pulled for my Halloween deck, is the future. And what it's telling me that I first thought of was that there's going to be a future here. And sometimes you think there's not going to be a future with what you want, or this house, or the life that you want to lead. And I'm seeing that it's going to eventually potentially happen. You just got to, tell your brain that it will happen. So I see the future being bright. You're just mentally stopping yourself from thinking that. So be positive, because unexpected things do happen, is what I'm getting.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, fingers crossed for you. So I know, you know, too, with TMJ, I have that and I grind my teeth. And so I want to not even look at my cards and ask myself, because you are a contractor, is there something that your, as Michelle said earlier, spidey senses are picking up on that's, you know, structural or plumbing or electricity that's going to really end up costing you in the long run if you do get in the house?
No, I'm not so worried about that. Actually,
okay.
That's not what I'm – my worry is – so I'm a contractor, and I have to get onto a W-2 right now. So I've been worrying about that because they're requiring the W-2, and so it's contingent on that. And I am rolling off the contract that I'm on. So I've just thought it's literally a Hail Mary pass. And I figured if I could get this far, keep focusing, keep driving forward, something's going to land in my lap, and it's going to all come together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, you know, as much as I tell myself that, I still have my worries, and I know I shouldn't, but it's just hard not to.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, you know, start seeing things from a more positive and hopeful perspective, and like Melody was just saying, you know, she saw kind of a Hail Mary pass. She saw like the, you know, the leap of faith and, you know, mm-hmm. just going into this. And Michelle did as well. So it's just really kind of getting everything together and getting roots established, because I see roots established here. I see the child that's telling me to approach things with a more, you know, curious and innocent mind, not with so much worry, but also to know that you will have to make some sacrifices in the short term to get what you want in the long term.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I agree with that. I know.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank you so much,
Laura, I'm sorry. And best of luck.
Yeah, good
thank
luck.
You.
Yeah, it'll work out the way it's supposed to.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thank
you too.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's a tough one. but I think she's going to make it. I think she's going to get into that house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, you guys were seeing that. I was seeing that too, because the roots came up, the tree of life in the Lenormand, and that's those roots. And like Melody said, she saw the you know, leap of faith. So
yeah,
it was all really
yeah,
good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Definitely. So if Laura gets the house, she should call us back, though, and let us know about that. Because I'm
yes,
always
we want to hear about it.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I liked your question about if she was picking up something on another level that was going to cause problems with the house, like plumbing or something, because I think that's very possible that something else in our subconscious can come up and be pestering us to pay attention to something, and we don't really catch it until, you know, for a time. We might catch it later. We might catch it right in the middle of whatever's happening and say, oh, no, this is what I've been worried about.
Right. Exactly. So I think we lost Melody here.
Yeah, I don't see her.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, we can see
Melody.
If she can maybe...
Melody, you have to call back in.
Yeah, that might be a really good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. She said okay. She'll call back in.
Okay.
So, yeah. Let's see. I wonder if we should take another call or wait for Melody to come in.
Why don't we wait?
Okay. So while we're here and while we have everybody kind of listening, I just want to remind everybody who we are and how to get a hold of us. If anybody would like to have like a personal reading or they want to contact one of us in the future, all three of us are working as, you know, healers, readers, dream interpretation, life coaching, Reiki. So Melody, well, I'll start with you, Michelle, because you're here. Why don't you tell us how to get
okay.
a hold of you?
Yes, yes. So I am a transformation life coach. So I help people going through those big changes and help them find those big changes that they want to go through. So that's one big way that I can help. And I'm also a Reiki master and teacher. And you can find me on Facebook at My Purpose Path, or you can go to my website at mypurposepath.com. And you can reach me at mypurposepath@gmail.com. So... do we have Melody back yet?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. There you are.
It just
perfect
stopped
timing.
For no reason.
Oh, no.
I know I was talking, and I'm like, wait a minute. Nobody's acknowledging my talking. I don't think they can hear me.
It was like you were a ghost.
Ooh.
That time of year.
I was saying that the other previous caller, I was thinking of, even though she might, and we all get that she moves into a house, even if it's not the house that she wants, there's going to be a house that she needs for her, specifically for her. So she always needs to think that even though she might not get her dream home, she will get the perfect home that she might not think is her dream home, but she will eventually get there. I'm trying to give her hope.
Right.
So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially I don't mean
to backtrack. when we think that
no.
The house, the one chance of a lifetime. And
yeah,
and
I get like that. I get so stuck on what I think I want, and then something better comes along. I'm like, why did I even want that in the begin with? This is so much better.
True. That's what I do too sometimes. But I'm just really kind of like, okay, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look shiny. No. Melody, we're kind of introducing what, since we were waiting for you to come back on, I wanted to take the moment to like give out our email addresses, tell people what we do, so that if we don't get to them today, or if they'd like to contact us for a private reading, they can. You're in between things right now too, aren't you? Are you still
I'm working on the chat lines right now. Okay. But I'm sure if somebody emails me, we can work something out. I never deny anybody a reading. So you can always email me at Melody Luna, MelodieLuna 13@gmail.com. Even though I'm in between projects, like I never stop reading or deny reading. So.
Okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. And I am Sue Ellis Seller. So it's so I should have gotten a different name, but it's SUEELLISSALLER@gmail.com. You can do that, or you can do Sue@SueEllisSeller.com. So, and I do readings. I'm a transformational life coach as well. And I also do Reiki, and I help small business owners, sensitive and spiritual small business owners, with starting their business. So mostly online. So.
I might have to talk to you later because I'm confused at where I should go. So.
Good.
With my business. So. And then, I just want to say that just because I said I don't deny anybody a reading, I mean, I can deny somebody reading, but I mean, if I don't know you and you've never read with me before, I just wanted to say that, you know, people are always welcome to email me. That's what I meant. But
Yeah.
Well, we knew that. You have,
you know,
every
I have
right
the power to deny, but
yes.
I got to stand on my little tiny soapbox for a second, you know.
Yes.
No, that's a good soapbox to be on because sometimes that's another show. Like
just because we see ourselves as positive doesn't mean we always have to be super accepting of everything and get walked on. So.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're people. We have time constraints, families, lives. Mm-hmm. Things going on. So, and this is our work. We're all professionals at this. Mm-hmm. So, it's something that we all use to help other people, but also we have to, you know, acknowledge the time that we put into our work as well. So,
right.
Yeah, if we can't help ourselves, we can't help anybody else. Like literally.
No. Right.
If I'm like feeling a headache, I can't read.
Right. Yeah. Exactly, right. Yeah. And we are on some online psychic places as well.
Yeah. So one way or another, you can find us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're all on Facebook too. So.
Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know if you two shared the show today, but it got really good. Yeah, we're only going to be able to take one more call, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people waiting. So,
wow,
next
good.
Week, perhaps. Well, next week I'll
Excellent.
Be in Florida. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Having
forgot about
fun.
That.
This is
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So, should we take our one last caller, and then
yeah.
we'll
yeah.
let everybody know about next week? And
okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
okay.
good.
Perfect. Hi, thanks for your patience. Who are we talking to today? Hello? Uh-oh. Did you fall asleep?
I think they fell asleep.
Okay, sorry.
Bye.
We're much
okay.
much more exciting than that. No, we got another person holding.
Well, we thought we were.
I can't wait to.
That was awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
He's getting a download subconsciously. It's okay.
To that a little longer.
Okay. I listen to that every night. Okay. That was good. It was a nice clearing of the air.
It was.
Oh, hopefully this one won't be asleep. Shall we take another one? Okay. Hi, thanks for holding. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
My name
Hello?
Is Angie. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, Angie.
Hello,
Angie,
everyone. How are you?
Good.
Is it Angie or Nancy?
It's Angie.
Angie. Okay. Sorry.
No, you're perfect. Thank you.
Well, you're awake.
So I'm awake.
I guess it's my lucky day. You know what? That person being asleep means that I get a reading. So
well,
I'm
thought that. I'm like, whoever's meant to have it is going to have the reading. So,
yeah. So how can we help?
I actually don't really have a question for you guys. I just kind of want you to talk to me, like, about what you see.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Very mysteriously open-ended here.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anybody want to start, or you want me to start, or
you can start.
Yeah, you can start. I'm still shuffling.
Okay. Well, what I see is, you know, a lot of optimism for the future. You really like to take control of the situation around you. In the past here, though, there's something that you really are not willing to let go of a little bit. I don't want to say a little bit, a lot of it. But you can't, right now, I don't feel like you feel like you're in a situation where you can necessarily take a big leap of faith. Even though you're really ready to get over the heartache and sorrow, you've got, in the past, you had a lot of struggles with this. I think it's probably a person that you're trying to, you know, kind of maybe get back together with. There's a lot of white horses in this reading too. So, you know, there's part of you that's really innocent and strong and you want to move forward, and that's a good thing. But just know that sometimes you have to rely more on your friends for advice. You need to get out a little bit more, because that's going to help you kind of ultimately bury this kind of this, I don't want to say depression, but this disappointment that you faced in the past. So, not sure if that rings true for you, Angie. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Michelle, and I've got, so I see that a rest taking place after some mental work. So I don't know if you're taking a break from something, or you just finished a project, but that's what the cards are showing me. And then I'm seeing that there was there's some time for, maybe it's you're kind of saying goodbye to that project, or you're sad to see it pass. There's some sadness right there. But then I see a lot of discipline and a new idea starting. And I'm seeing that you are called to be living in your full power right now and have your wits about you and pounce. There's an opportunity coming. So pounce on it. and make no apologies.
Yes, I love it.
Oh, good.
And I got a couple cards. So I don't know if in the past that you kind of leap before you look, but to have more patience in the past with projects, you might have kicked yourself in the foot. It's kind of like you want to consider things before you act on them. So I'm getting you should trust your intuition more, especially when it comes with past situations, I should say. Now, I don't know if in the present this has to do with a love life or a goal or something, but concerns that you used to have right now are kind of fading in the background. But then there's going to come a time potentially in the future where you're going to have to reevaluate and possibly move in a new direction. But this is going to be a good thing. I'm getting that this is a good thing. So what you thought was there that wasn't there and you're switching directions is kind of a good thing. Some people might say, oh, something terrible is going to happen. Now I have to reevaluate. No, this is something that you thought was a concern but is no longer a concern and you're moving where you need to move. So it's a positive thing. I'm also getting what kind of, I think Michelle said, there's going to be a new opportunity of something. So you're going to take the reins of that in the future because of this change. That's what's going to happen. You're going to start to take more charge of everything, and it's going to be in a positive thing. And then things are going to start rolling for you with a potential relationship with a person. I don't know if this is going to be a romantic relationship or a partnership in your career, but it's definitely going to heighten your intuition that we talked about that you have to use going forward that you may have not used in the past. So instead of going, you know, ahead of something when you don't know everything yet or you feel unsure, go with your gut. And then by doing that, there's going to be, by going through all that, there's going to be perfect timing of something opening up that's going to help you balance your life better. The cards that I'm getting for Halloween, two actually came out, is that you kind of have to accept what's going on equally in your life. So that's going to go back to balance. So accept that things happen, but don't forget where you came from when you started. Because I'm getting also a remembrance card. So always remember where you came from and where you started. And then when you look back and see how far you came and how your intuition kind of helped you and that balance kind of helped you, you'll start having a more positive outlook and handle on life.
Wow.
Wonderful, ladies. Yeah, I love that. I think there's some truth there for sure.
Great.
Awesome.
Well. You guys have been wonderful.
Oh,
I also wanted to say that I love the, I just got the Spirited deck too. Spirited Tribe. Is that what one of you is using?
Oh,
Spirited Tribe.
I think I'm talking about the Wild Spirit Wisdom. And you got the what? The Spirited?
Yeah, Spirited Tribe. I'm in love with them. They're amazing. So
I have to look it up.
I thought it was the same one, but I guess I was wrong.
Is it
Thank
a tarot
so much.
Or is it a tarot or
oracle.
An oracle? Oracle. Okay.
Oracle.
I think
I have
that
to go look
one.
It up.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. We're all hard.
Yeah, we're all looking right now to see if we need this new deck. Ooh. Yeah.
It's on Amazon, and it has, like nearly 5 stars, and that's pretty impressive.
Wow.
And I am, I adore it, so.
That's pretty.
Great. It's always
I
great to
love
hear
that.
The cards
Thank
are,
you.
The cards are stunning, and there's a book with them, like a full-blown book. It's
Do you know who's
wonderful.
It by? Who the author of the deck is?
You know what? I don't, but I can post it on Facebook for you guys on the
awesome.
Link where I got onto this.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'll post it on there.
This
oh,
is really
beautiful.
A beautiful
awesome.
Deck. I love it. Thank you. We're always looking for ways to spend our money.
I'm
a
so huge
glad
wish
I could list. Be an assistant.
Thanks. Bye, Anne.
Have a good one, ladies.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Oh,
oh
no.
You cracked
now
me
I
up.
Have to go buy that.
I know,
yeah,
my wish list is huge.
So pretty.
I can't find it. Send me a link,
I can't
Michelle.
Either.
Angie was going to send us a link, so that's cool.
So I went, I just put it into Google, Spirited Tribe Oracle.
Oracle, that's what I'm missing.
Yeah, but she said it's on Amazon, so I'm off to Amazon.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. Well, this was a good hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, very much. We were a little off target, but I think it turned out well anyway.
It did. I like
mm-hmm.
I hear people talking.
Yeah, me too.
I hear people.
Not me.
Okay. I think I had Angie still with us, but yeah. So next week, ladies, do you think you'll want to do a show, or do you want to wait until the week after when I'm back?
I'm good with waiting.
I can wait. It's fine.
Okay. So then, let's see. We'll be back on like the 23rd. Is that right? 24th. No, that's November. Hang on.
I don't have my calendar.
17th?
Oh, yeah.
No, 24th.
24th, yes. Yeah. So
of October.
24th,
oh, okay.
Yep, at 7 o'clock. And then we'll do ghosts and spirits again because, you know, it's Halloween.
We really talk about it.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't
and
really
we can
talk about it, ghosts and spirits.
Yeah.
The spirit of sleep.
That was awesome.
That was pretty funny. I thought I might have to just let go and laugh until I cried.
Now we know we made it. We had our first sleeper.
Yeah.
Sleeper. That's too funny. But, you know, I did get an image of a little pig, and I thought, I wonder if...
Well, that's what I thought at
somebody
first.
Held the phone up to their pet pig.
I can't get a reading. Aww.
Too funny.
But yeah, that was awesome. That was, it was sweet.
Oh, you know what? I'm just looking at the calendar. We're actually on Halloween.
Ooh.
It's the 31st.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How fun will that be?
Ooh, we can do like a long show if you guys want.
That would be cool.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, maybe like 90 minutes if the two of you are keen to do a little bit of a long show.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
And we should start advertising the day before so that everybody knows we're going to do an extra long one.
Yeah. So we do have a couple of people holding, but we probably won't get to your reading today. Sorry about that. But like we said, the 24th or on Halloween, we're going to be doing an extra long show to celebrate this season, you know, the thin veil and the easier connection between all worlds. So
mm-hmm.
I think it sounds fun. What
Perfect.
Do you ladies think?
I'm excited.
Right.
I think it's great, especially for me because it's around 10 for us and Michelle, so it's not like we're going to get trick-or-treaters or anything. It's still early.
Oh,
yeah.
I lock my gate and eat the candy. Sorry.
Oh, Michelle. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Everybody knows now.
I have to see it too because, yeah, probably by 7 o'clock we'll be home. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Okay,
cool.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, ladies, it's always so wonderful to talk to you too. Thank you so much.
It's fun. It's fun. And never forget our sleeper.
Yes. We officially made it.
Exactly. Okay.
We may have to, I may have to go listen to the recording of this so I can hear that again.
Hello.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
You too.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks again for listening. Bye. Talk next week. Bye.